Sefer Moran Simen Chofei, in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph. Let us again start Sif Yud Aleph. Acher Shekoshel Shel Yad Al Hazraya. Now, we had learned yesterday that there is a inyan that the Tzulin Shalosh should be immediately put on after the Anocha of the Tzulin Shel Yad. And there should not be any hefsik between the hanocha of the sholosh and the hanocha of the sholyad. It should be simultaneous, one after the other. Acher shekoshel sholyad al hazraya. So the Machabel says that after you were kosher, the tefillin sholyad al hazraya on the muscle, and he means he was mahadik, the Tzulin Shel Yad, he didn't make any kriches on his forearm. He just tightened the kesher of the Tzulin Shel Yad. Yaniach Shalosh. So we have over here the Tzulin Shel Yad is on his muscle. We'll elaborate a little what's holding it, but he just tightened it. And then he puts on the Tzulin Shalosh. So therefore, the hanoch of the Tzulin Shel Rosh is mamish right after the Tzulin Shel Yad. Kaidim sheyichreich haretzuah saviv hazraya. That means before you wind around the retzuah on your arm seven times, you put on the Shel Rosh. And then, because that's the mitzvah of Tzulin, the Tzulin Shel Rosh has to be right after the kshir of the Tzulin Shel Rosh has to be right after the kshir of the Tzulin Shel Yad, and the kriche, that what you're winding the retzuas, that is not a chelik of mitzvah tzulin. It's a mitzvah of kriches retzuas, but that is not the mitzvah of nachas tzulin. And we have to make sure that the kshir of the Shel Rosh should be right after the kshir of Shel Yad. That's the mechaber. And then we learned yesterday that in the Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Sifkot Lamed Ches, Besefer Kavanos Arizal Kosev Sheinoig Lichrei Chashiva Krichei Sovim Zroyei Tchila, that the Arizal made Shiva Kricheis, Avoloi Agimel Krichei Shalaetz, they did not make the three Kriches on the finger, Vinei Shusai Vakim Dochat Tchila Gam Akriches Umitzvah Lafikach Ein Zehefsik. So the Mishnah Berurah being found that the Minhag Olam is not like the Mechaber. We put on the Tefillin Shel Yad, we make seven kriches, and then we put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. But the kriches, the seven kriches, are not a hepsik, it's a continuation of the Hanoche of the Tefillin Shel Yad. That's what we had learned yesterday. Then we mentioned yesterday, Meirad Tichidish I had seen in the Fike Meginim. The Fike Meginim says, so let's make a Cheshben HaNefesh. So the Cheshben is, the Mechaba holds the Kriches Bechlal are considered, they're not a Chelek of the Kshiras HaTfilin. It's something else. So therefore the Mechaba says, don't make this seven Kriches till you put on the Tfilin Shalosh. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Arizal. No, the Arizal held seven kriches are also a chelik of the mitzvah of the kshira shel yad. Fine. So he says, I know what you do. So you make seven kriches, but don't go and make an eighth kriche and go and wrap it around your palm. No one said that. This is a chelik of the all we had was that he said Zayin Kriches Achelik of the mitzvah. So Zayin Kriches ends over here, and then you leave it there, and then you put on the Tzulin Shel Rosh. Okay, we'll talk about that in 1 minute. But that's what he says. So I'll tell you. We'll talk about it now. How do you hold it in place? So you hold it in place by sticking it in. That means I made Zayin Kriches, I take the Ritzuah and stick it in. So that will hold it in place. And according to the Mechaber, also yesterday we wondered, how you do this. I think I saw this Nachis Rabbeinu. You also stick it in. That means, or maybe I saw this, I don't remember, Nezis Yisrael, or maybe Nezis Yisrael. According to the Machaber, you tighten it, you stick it in. You stick in the Ritzuah so that it should remain there. What? Yeah, thank you. Well, that's what we learned yesterday. One second, we got a little smarter today. What? Well, according to the Machaber, it's this way. According to the Mishnah Berurah, we also said Zayin Kriya. That's what we left yesterday. I saw this in the Fikim Meginim, that you stick it into the Zayin Kriya, and you stick the rest in, and it's hanging. We see how important this was. The Machaber said you don't even make Zayin Kriya. The Arizal said, Zayin Kriches. That's it. But more than that, not. That's what I saw yesterday. Fine. But today, I saw that we weren't doing too bad all along. Akvan this Cholkim on this. I saw an Eidus Yisrael from Rav Henkin. So Rav Henkin says, and Eidus Yisrael Daf Kuf Aleph Koidim Sheminiach Shalosh Koirech Al Hazroya Beretzue Shal Yad Zayin Kriches. He says after you put on the Shal Yad, so you make Zayin Kriches Ma'al HaKaf, and then you put it on the palm. Ve'oise Anive Shetiskayim, and then you stick it in that it should be in the sky. That's what Rav Henkin says. V'yesh oimrim, others held, tzorech lasis anibi, b'mokim atvilu shel yad, ha'idei ezroi. Others say, that's the mechabel. So that you tightened it, and you suck it in, to make sure it shouldn't open up. So that was, b'lei nogu came. We don't do like the mechabel, we do like the riza. Al Kapon, we see Rav Henkin said that you should do it around the palm also. That's what we didn't know yesterday. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, okay, you do I don't know if you should do it, I don't know. It could be, there's no mile to do it too many times. Could be because we have a conflict in interest. We have a conflict in interest over here. That means, mitzad echad, we want that it shouldn't open up. Mitzad acher, we want to be masmech, the tefillin shel rosh, to the anocha, the tefillin shel yad. So the minute you put on the tefillin shel yad, put on now the tefillin shel rosh. And I also found in the Piskei Tshuvis, Ois 141, that the minig zeh shel krich al pas yodoy, the stipler also did this. He also put it al pas yodoy. And that's when he taught Chab Chaim. Also, that's how you should put on this tefillin. So, Kaponim, so we see that... I don't remember. Yeah, okay, there should be a minimum amount because it's not necessary. No, I think that we should be machmal like Tafikim Beginim, I mean. They say that this will ensure it shouldn't open up. So, if it sure won't open up, so that should be sufficient. Okay, so that's what different was Neschadish today from yesterday. But now, but Al Kaponim, Agav Urcha was speaking about the I saw two things in the Piskei Tshuvis. He also says that there's Zicha and Inyan of, I mean, that everyone agrees that the Hanocha of the Shal Rosh should be as close as possible to the Anocha of the Shal Yad. You shouldn't, yeah. But he says two things you can do before you put on the Shal Rosh. Thing number one, you can kiss the Tefillin Shal Rosh when you take it out. Also, you know the clock is ticking. That means we have to be masmich the Shal Rosh, the Shal Yad. To kiss it, the chibur of the dust, that's mutter. And then, al pi kabbalah, there's an Indian to look at the two roshim of the shinim on the tefillin shel rosh before you put it on. That's a zoya. That means, and if you look first at on the left side, when you're holding the tefillin shorosh kodesh, there's a rosh with four roshim. There's a shin with four roshim, and the right is a shin with three roshim. And you should look at those roshim before you put on the tefillin. That's a psaninyan api kabbalah, and we'll see the one with the four roshim. No. Because before, then look at it. There's a need to look at the Rosh Hashmali, you look, the most left Rosh, you look at that on both sides. And, fine, that's an Indian. Now let's go further. But Al Kaponim, we will now understand what the Mechaber is continuing. The minute we get ingrained in ourselves that there's a Mechaber Indian to combine to be masmich the tefillin shel rosh to the tefillin shel yad, that means we have to, the closer the better. So now we'll understand what the Mechaber is speaking about. V'yesh misha oimer, there's someone that says she'osa lohitzi tefillin shel rosh mehatik at shehei tefillin shel yad munachas. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah and then we'll start explaining. Zat the Mishnah Berurah, she'osa lahoitzi, hayni, afilu im yirtza lahoitzi ha'shel rosh v'shel yad, shneyem b'shove min hatik. The b'zeh ima v'ral ha'mitzvah. That means, if he's going to take out the tefillin shel rosh further, now listen what this person wanted to do. He wants that when he puts on the tefillin shel rosh, he wants that the tefillin shel rosh should be as close as possible to the kshira of the tefillin shel yad. So now, so he thought of a brilliant idea. So now if the clock is ticking, so if I'm going to put on my tefillin shel yad, then I'm going to have to take it out from the kiss. So 5 seconds passed. Then I'm going to put it on. So let me take out the tefillin shel rosh before I do anything. I'll take out the tefillin shel rosh. So I just gained 5 seconds, which is very crucial and essential. Fine. So Al Kaponim, so now it's out of the tefillin baitul, so now, so there'll be 5 seconds less between the kshira shel yad and the kshira shel rosh. That was what others wanted to do. So the Mechaber brings down that what? Yesh mi she'oimer she'osa lo hitzi tefillin shel rosh. No, you're not allowed to do it. Me'atik atzei tefillin shel yad. Don't take it out of the kiss. Why? We'll see in a minute. Now, before we'll see the why, let us just think for 2 minutes. It's poshet, it's osa. You're going to take out the tefillin shel rosh, so now there's a din em avirin al ha-mitzvah. That means you have a tefillin shel rosh in front of you. So there's a din, you're mechuyev to do this mitzvah first. I'm not allowed to do this mitzvah because there's a seder v'hoi lois ha-yot chot et hois b'necha, but I'm putting myself in hot water. So you have a yesh mi she'oimer that you're not allowed to take out the tefillin shel rosh. Zichri not to take out the tefillin shel rosh. You're over on this. You're putting yourself in a terrible dilemma. So that's a problem. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu. So the Mishnah Berurah said, "Kot number tes. Afilu im yirtza lohitzi ha'shel rosh v'shel yad shneim b'shove min hatik." No. He's a lamda. He's going to take both of them out from the tefillin baitul v'basach. So now I took out both. So you can't tell me put on the shalosh first because I took out the shal yad also. So you can't tell me there's no din in my vilna or mitzvah because I took out the shal yad the same time the shalosh. The bezeh he ma'aber ala mitzvah. So v'chayre, the mechaber had a meridik einfall. The einfall was, I'm going to take both out of basachas. So now, there's no din I have to put on the shel rosh first because I took out the shel yad at the same time. But what? So I'm not going to put down the shel rosh, but I saved 5 seconds. That now, when if I put on the shel yad, I wanted to take it out from the tefillin baitul. So others help. This is a gevaldik hezach. Every second is crucial. That's what they help. You shouldn't do this. Even though it's a brilliant idea, you shouldn't do it. Why not? Why? You shouldn't take this. Api Kabbalah, there's an Indian not to take out the tefillin shalosh from the Bible before the tefillin shal, the tefillin shal yad is kosher to you. What? That means if I would have this brilliant idea, first I got the tefillin shel yad, and then I want to say 5 seconds. I'll take the tefillin shel yad and put it down, and then take out the tefillin shel shemish. Now you have a mabiran ala mitzvah. You put down the tefillin shel yad, and I take out the tefillin shel rosh. So there's a din name of even al mitzvah. You have tefillin in your hand, you have to put it on now. And you're not allowed to put it on. So that's zicher. Poshid, you're not allowed to do it. That's not a yesh mishoimel. That's poshid. No, he's talking about you took it out, but basachas. So I'll say Mavirin al mitzvah is no problem whatsoever. So theoretically, this would be an ideal inyan. That I'm saving 5 seconds, that the tefillin shel rosh will be put on 5 seconds closer to the kshira of the tefillin shel yad. So it's a yesh pshat, but don't do api kabbalah. You should not take the tefillin out of the kiss before the tefillin shel yad is tied on. Okay. Now let's go a little further. Va'af im shneyem lefonot chutz latik. Now. Case number two. What is the din if they were taken out of the tik already? They're both, I have in front of me no tik, I have in front of me tzulun shel yad and tzulun shel rosh. I didn't take it out of the tik. And I'm going to go now and untie the tzulun shel rosh. Again, I want to save time. So that means like this, the tzulun shel rosh is tied up with the tzulus. I'm going to untie it, open it up, and then I'm going to put it on the tzulun shel yad, and then this will be 5 seconds closer to the kshir of the tefillin shel yad. So he says, "Shema shemayim." Then you really have water. Why? Lo yisake menachas otzolayma. Oh, they skipped the miracle. Shatei menachas mordekes shofal ozrei. Vos muta afilu kain mishal sashi v'krichas. Have you dated it already? Then you can take out the tefillin shel rosh. That means I'm putting on the tefillin shel yad. If someone can take out before it's completely munach, if someone can take out for me the tefillin shel rosh, we'll save side, it's 5 seconds. Perhaps this is al pi kabbal also muta. That means I'm not allowed to take out the tefillin shel yad, cause when it's a munach al yodi. But if someone else takes it out, maybe it's muta, maybe it's also, this is machloike. Now the Rambam said a second, but lo yisakin, it's out already, they're not in the kiss, they're out. Now I want to go and open it up, that I should be ready to put on my head. Lo yisakin, ratzloi mafilu, and the eis tikkun shel rosh lo yaniach al sheyad gam kei miyodoi. I'm holding the shel yad in my hand, and I'm opening up the tools of shel rosh, and I'm still holding the shel yad. So lo kshmaniach acher kach shel rosh lo niach al shel yad aver kemaver al hamitzvah. Then you maver al hamitzvah. So just let me say one thing for 1 minute, that the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, and there's a Mogen Avraham that explains this. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you, both of them are in front of you, I pick up both of them, and then I fix the shalosh, I take off the ritzus of the shalosh, and then I put down the shalosh, and I put on the shal yad. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, there's an issa d'rais aveim avir and all of it. So you're holding the shalosh, you put it down now, so you're holding the shel yad also, but to put down the shel rosh, you can't put down the shel rosh since you're holding it. Ein mavirin ala mitzvah. This is anisa d'raisa mavirin ala mitzvah. Before, when I took out both of them from the case, I didn't open up the shalosh. Then in this, then I'm going to put down the shalosh and put on the shalyad. There the Mishnah says, a pikabola, you should do it. So where's your aim of Iran ala mitzvahs? So the Magen Avraham says, a moridiki yisod, and yes, this kasha. Magen Avraham says, cold man, the tefillin are not roy to be born. That means if I have in my hand tefillin shalosh, and they're bound up with the ritzuz, I can't wear them at this eifet. There's no din of aim of Iran ala mitzvahs. So in the first case, well, I want to just take out both from the kisba basachas and put it down, the shalosh. There's no emavir on all the mitzvahs. Because I was holding the shalosh, when it was unwearable in this matzav. It was, the ritzus were wrapped around it. So there's no emavir on all the mitzvahs. The whole thing that's wrong is apikabola. The second case of the Ramah speaking about, I want to be mesaken the shalosh, which means I want to open up the tefillin shalosh and I want to make it wearable. So then, you have the tefillin shalosh in your hand and now it's wearable and you put it down. That's him, maybe an element. Okay, now let us go a little further. Look to the Ramah writer. Yesh mi shekosav. Laniach shalyad meyushiv. You should put the shalyad while you're sitting down. The shalosh meumid. When you put on the tefillin shalosh, stand up. And where does this derive from? Ogul b'shem Azayah. This is Azayah HaKodesh. That is the oifen how tefillin should be properly done. Zokter emor u'bemedinis elu leinogu kedu. But Aminig is not like the Zayah. Aminig is now what? Elashtayim mumit. Side of tefillin shel yad and side of tefillin shel rosh are mumit. Now, zok to Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Membeish. Shtayim mumit. Ayin b'morgen. Now, but we have over here a problem. We have a Zayla Kodesh. The Zayla Kodesh says that's the way it should be put on properly. The tefillin shel yad should be the yeshiva, the tefillin shel rosh, should be by midah. Ayin b'morgen Avraham, sheroitza l'achia. So he wants to make a little hachor. The anoche shel yad tiyeh miyushit. The anoche should be while I'm sitting down. V'abroche tiyeh by midah. But the broche l'honiyach tefillin will be set standing. Because we have a klal called by a mitzvah, birchas hamitzvahs are said by amideh. Birchas hamitzvahs are said by amideh. So l'chayre, so he made a pshore between the zayah and the minig. That means, okay, the zayah says you should put it down. You should be put on your hand by yeshiva. But then I'll make the broche by amideh. That was the Magen Avraham. I will be in order to chaparain the zayah. Aber der Rabbi b'shem Rashal b'tshuva simen tzadik ches kosav. Amr de Koloshen. De milon o godo me Rabbeinu Shimshin Mekinoin. Rabbeinu Shimshin Mekinoin was one of the Rishonim. Acher shelomad Kabbalah. He learned kol chochmas Kabbalah. Hoye mispalo ketinik ben yoyme. He davened like ketinik ben yoyme. Which means, after he learned Kol Chochmas HaKabbalah, there are different kavanas which the G'dayli HaMekubolim had by different inyonim of tefillah. And he knew these kavanas. But he davened ketinik ben yoimek. Why? The Mishul HaYochel LaHasik Soida Al Nochein Yovei LeKatzis Benetiyis. That means if you don't comprehend and understand fully what the Zayah is saying, what the Zayah is meaning, so you'll be doing it according to your comprehension. That is not what the Zayah is talking about. The Zayah is talking about if you understood the way the Zayah understood and you do what they said, that's a gewaldic kizar. But if you do the way you understand the Zayah, so you can be mitalkal. You're not doing what the Zayah is saying. So Mamela, I once heard from my shver, he said, there was a Maisa, a Rebbe, that every Leil Shabbos he made a mitzi on 12 challahs. This Inyan, the Rabbi Shinyan, Rabbi Ben Yisrael. So this Rebbe made on 12 challahs, right? When the Rebbe was nifter, his son became Rebbe. He made on 2 challahs. So Chassidim went over to him. He said, why are you different than your father? He says, I'm the same like my father. My father understood 12 challahs. So he made on 12 challahs. I understand 2 challahs. I make on 2 challahs. It was the same. He did what he understood. I'm doing what I understand. If I make on 12, I'm not doing what he did. I'm just copying what, but I'm not doing what he did. So that's what the Rabbi Shimshon Mekinis said. You learn the Zohar, but you don't know what the full depth what the Zohar means. So you're not doing what the Zohar is saying. So better to do. Okay. So therefore, the Marshal says, "We're not up to the Zohar. Yeah, Abroche Banoche Bamide." The Goyin says the Zayah also holds he can make go down the Tula Bamide. Al Kain and Losus Mehaminik. Now let us see very interesting Klolit. Kosav Aknesis Agdoilo. Bechlole Apoiskin. Kol Dover Shebali Akabola Vas Zayah Chilkim im Agamola Vapoiskin. If you have a machloikis, so in Hachro, what should I do? Aleich acha gemora ba'poiskin. So the din is, there's a machlokes what to do it this way or that way. You do like the gemora. Miyu im balei kabola machmirin. That means, according to the gemora, we can do what they're doing. You don't have to do what they're doing. Yesh la'ach megandi. Then if you want, you could be machmer. Because I'm not doing against the gemora, I'm just being moises on the gemora. What if this anhog is b'chol at all not mentioned in the Gemara Poiskim? Afa pisha niska b'kabola enoni v'cholim lochif b'neikach. Now he says like this. It says in Kabbalah something. It says if I want you to do this and this. And the Gemara Poiskim doesn't say anything. If there's a person who doesn't want to do what it says in Kabbalah, it doesn't say, in my Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say anything like this. You show me in Ben Yishchai, it does, but the my Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. So when Meila is so, hey, you're a Shegit. No, he's not a Shegit. If it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't want to do it, you can't force him to do it. He wants to do it, very fine. It's that there's no problem in doing it. But to say that you have to do it, that's the wrong approach. The din she muske beheper b'shas apoyskim yesh leilich ach divrei kabbalah is preferable. The gamot b'shesh kutte ben apoyskim divrei kabbalah yachia. Okay. Now, see if you base. Im meiniach tfilin kamo po'omim b'yoy. Now, let us learn the Mishnah. There will be a few cases. I put on the tfilin, I put it on Davin Vesikins, I put it on by Shachris. Later again, I wanted to learn with the tefillah. I took it off. I put it back on again. The third time, I put it back on. So if you meniach tefillin kama pomim b'yayim, tzorich levorich aleihem b'chol pam. That means each time you are doing the mitzvah v'anochas tefillin and there was a hefsek b'tayim, you make a new broche. So maybe like 3 times I put on tefillin, so you make 3 broches. Case number 1. Case number 2, nishmetu. So here the first case was that the tefillin were taken off and put on a second time. So this is a new mitzvah now. So now, new mitzvah, make a new bracha. I wore tefillin today. Good. But wearing it now, you wore it 5 o'clock, now you're going to wear it 10 o'clock. It's a new mitzvah. You make a new bracha. Now, nishmetu mim koimon. What happens if the tefillin went off the place? That means, let's say, the Tefillin Shel Yad, the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Let's look at Tefillin Shel Rosh. Perhaps there's more Shechir than the Tefillin Shel Yad. The Tefillin Shel Rosh, Nishmetu Mikoyim, they went down on the forehead. Or somehow they're on the side. Nishmetu Mikoyim, or the Tefillin Shel Yad also. Somehow, it's not Bimkoyimai. Omemash Bishbem Lachziram Limkoyimai, say, put them back. So let us just think what happened now. Let's analyze what happened. The tefillin went down on his forehead. So I got news for you. tefillin, you took off, the tefillin were off you, the shleibim came, the tefillin were off. You didn't take them off, but they by themselves, they slipped off. So they're not been kaimai. Now you go and put them back on again, you put it back on. So you have to make a new bracha, because this is a new shira, a new hanochi. Doich levorich. Hago v'imach ze achas mem yivorich imayish menich shel achas kamen simel chavot. So that means if both tefillin came off, so now you have the bracha, you make on both tefillin. If only one tefillin came off, so then we'll see later. So what bracha you make on one tefillin? Fine. Case number three. Hezizam mimkoimam adaito lachziram miyad tzorich leborich. Third case. I took off the tefillin. But I took off the tefillin, I had an intent, I'm going to put it back in 3 minutes. Someone asked me a shayla, b'midi d'chol, what time I'm going to the chasana. I don't speak divrei chol on my tefillin, I'm a frum meyid, I take off the tefillin, I'm telling them I'm going to the chasana, 5 o'clock, then I put back the tefillin. I don't speak in the tongue. It's a gavala kemaila. But al kapone, when you put it back on, make a bracha. Why? Because the mitzvah ended already. When you took it off, the mitzvah ended. Now, in my mind, I think I'm going to put it back on again. Beautiful. But that doesn't mean that the mitzvah didn't end. The mitzvah ends the minute you take it off. That means if it be an automatic, maybe a spring, let's say, on the tefillin, and I pull it down, and then it's going to spring back. Maybe we could. So it's not called taken off, because it's going to spring back right away. But that's not the case. The case is you took it off, so it's off. So the mitzvah ended. I haven't kavon, I'm going to put it back on again. Give out it, 100%. But it was the minute it's taken off, the mitzvah ended. Yeah, I feel I didn't take it off. I moved it out of the place. Hago, and this last case, the Rama says no. If when I took it off, that's not called I took it off. Because when I took it off, I had in Zinnin to put it back on again soon. So that is not considered the mitzvah ended. Because I'm taking it off to put it back on again. So we have shaymim shaloi levorich v'alchi nog and kvar lizbor l'alsim ches sif yudal. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. B'chol pam, whenever you put on the tefillin, you make a new bracha. Afilu mishnah silken ayadata l'achzir and take it. And this is the last case of the mechaba. B'afilu m'loishina m'koymai klar b'intayin. V'ramo abisa m'chpolik arzeh. Ve'im b'shas, now anuk din, ve'im b'shas b'rocho, ho yadata sha'acha kein, yisal kein, v'yachzer v'yadichem. A new case. That means, let us specifically define the two cases. But the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about, I put on tefillin, I made a bracha on the tefillin. And the bracha is on the tefillin which are on me now. So therefore, that was my bracha, finished. Now that I took off the tefillin. So the machaba holds, you took it off because you have kavan to put it back up. But the bracha was made on the tefillin that you put on, and that hanoche became botul mabutul. You took it off already. You put it back on again, kavalvik, make a new bracha. That's the machaba, and the Rambam holds not like that. Zok to Mishnah Berurah. But when I put on the tefillin, I know Yen is going to ask me one time I'm going to the chas. I know that he told me he's going to ask me, and I'll be in the middle of davening. So when I put on the tefillin, I hear in Zinnin that I'm making a bracha, that the bracha should pater the second levisha. I'm making a bracha on these tefillin, that when I'll take them off and I'll put them back on again, this bracha should pater the second time putting that on. And I hear in Zinnin b'shas ha-bracha. Not when I took it off. I didn't say, I'm going to take it off and put it back on again. So he says,
bin bi shas brach yedat shach kach yisal kem yas ve nikh mukh di bam magnatom lel sim khas de kol am in tsakh lag so lebois nish mitu now what is the machabes says if it slipped out of the place yes make a new brach kosem shlo hodolay nehigi hayidna lebois shnish mitu bim kaimam. We don't make a brach on this. That means many times the tefillin shalosh slip off the place. We put it back on. We put it in the right place. We don't make a brach. Mishum de b'shas tefillin mistomeinu misich daitei mehem v'avikicholten amenas lachdivan. That means when he's davening, he zicher has an intent that the tefillin should be on his head the whole davening. So even though it slipped off, but there's this intent that he wants it on again. So memela, so it's considered like the Ramah said, Cholsam and Asla Ziron, with the Ramah Jidamet Ramah, the Posek Agob is almost in Lachsel Ramah. The Imkain. So that works only if a person is in the middle of davening. That means if the person is in the middle of davening, so he's there, I know that if it's going to slip off, he wants to put it back because he wants to daven the whole davening with tefillin. So this subconscious rotzen makes that. I know it's going to go back because he wants to daven with the tefillin. He's in the middle of Uvul Atzin and the tefillin slipped out. I know he wants to put it back. He wants to say Uvul Atzin with tefillin. So that's if a person, that's if he's in the middle of davening. What if a person, he finished davening, he wants to, he has time now, he wants to be full, he wants to learn a little bit with the tefillin. You're going to ask him, how long do you want to learn? I don't know, faces, I don't know, see? But so after davening, there's no specific time that I know he wants the tefillin to be up. We'll see you. So my mail is then, if the tefillin will slip off, so then there was no kavana bedya. I wanted to be on the whole time. After davening, he didn't know b'chlal how long he wanted to be on. So he says, "Min kein euchen shochen levom at chatzis betzilin im nish metul roi levorich." Then you should make a bracha. V'chayodem kosav da pishas tefillin nish metul levorich lehipsit mikom bokem nir dumayt bebrachis od pishas tefillin. You should make a bracha. But afterwards, you should make a brach. Mim kaimam davke kulon erum. That we said that the tzum and out of place, that means the complete tzum and out of the place, or right of the tzum. Avol miktos, and if only a miktos of the tzum and out of the place, after tzorech lachzirun ha-mokayme, and tzorech lachzorvot. Yeah, tzorech lavorech. So the mechaba holds that if you took it off, the davke kulon erubon avu mitzoson. He moved it out of the way, so it means he took it off. And the Ramah holds that you don't make a boch kimin, he's easy not das lach. Mashain ken bishanish betu ba'atzmon. That means if he took it to put it back on, so the taking alone is not considered taking off, since he took it to put it back on. But if he didn't take it, and it got loose by itself, mean take him shenish betos to lo hamitzvah, lo chishosek lo harav lo mechab lo psham. V'da oit, the huadin, im esirim legam yadato lo chsirim miyad, if he took it off completely, he wants to put it back on, pligi nami yeshayimim. That the Hashem homes you don't have to make a new book. So that means we pass them like the Ramoy, take it off. You want to put it back on right away, you don't make a book. If he took it off and later he'll put it back on, that means this thing is only if I took it off to put it back on right away, and if they do this, then according to the law, I don't make a broche. That's how we pass. The chain. Case number 3, Chotza lichnis to beis hakise. Afilo yedaita lalav shetekim tzorech lavorech kol alma, beim rishoy lechbem lebeis hakise, beitchalei, chamay shekotza v'sibin tzamachay. So that means like this. Let us just, there's a bir alocha, maybe we won't get, there's a difference between a urinal and a push of the beis hakise, that's osi lasiyas tzrochov. A person is not permitted to go into a beis hakise that he could make gdolim in this place. I feel like he has no intent to make gdolim, but he's not permitted to wear tefillin in such a mokim, because he might decide to make gdolim. So therefore, Chazal asked to wear tefillin in a mokim that's roi lasis gdolim. So, and if he went, so the mitzvah of tefillin was nostalgic mimeno, because he went into mokim that he can't wear tefillin. If a person decided to go to a urinal, and the mi'ikar adin, a person's permitted to be mashtin with the tefillin on him. There's no isa. So mimeno, if he decided to go into a urinal, so then he doesn't make a brocha. Because he could have worn it there also. It's a proper Abu Kapana Mika, then he could have worn some mele. So there, if he took it off to go to a urinal, and he goes back, he puts it back on again, he does not make a brach. If he took it off to go to a mokim, asiyas trochov, so there, you do make a brach, but the Piskei Tshuvos brings down from Shmuel Wozner, Zichron Livrach, we should make one brach, not two brach. We should make laniach, in part of the shalosh, and one more aloch, the kosher v'chayyoto, kshu choylech, shetzorich lafiach. If a person feels he has to pass gas, and this is also Mishas he's going to, so he's choylech to tefillin, or he moves it, shalai bim kaimai. Is key. So in this zman he was also to wear tefillin, given the also lafiach ben, so echlaser lavorich, so he has to make a new bracha.